Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net. And enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's time for the Almost Famous podcast. Today, Ashley and I are starting our first official week of off season. This is kind of a fun time for us.
Yeah,
Ashley.
But it's also the shortest off season. It's the shortest off season. It's
Why?
A month.
When's
it's
the
a
show
month.
Come back on?
Oh, I guess it's not a month. The show's starting late this year. It's like mid-January.
Okay, so we have a couple weeks of the off season. We love the off season because it's time that I get to catch up with you on the show and get to hear, you know, what's going on in your life. And then also we get to catch up with past, you know, participants that were on the show. And then we get to talk about headlines and really dive into the headlines, because it feels like to me, you tell me if I'm wrong, headlines really pick up when the show's not airing.
Well, because a lot of the times we get headlines during the season that are kind of closely related, and maybe we'll get like a new tidbit from a storyline unfolding. But during the off season, we get to find out what's actually going on with the couples that we just saw form.
Exactly. Well, we've done our part in creating some headlines so far since Paradise is over with Genevieve and Johnny, some of those interviews. You know, our hope here, Ashley, too, is these interviews, it's hard sometimes not to pick sides. We don't want to pick sides because there's always, as we said during especially the Johnny interview, there's always, you know, multiple sides of the truth. There's my truth, there's your truth, and then there's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just sharing, you know, what everybody's story is and help, you know, hopefully listeners can make that conclusion. But Victoria, who was with Johnny during Paradise, has not stopped making headlines. So we're going to talk about Victoria today. We're going to talk about some exciting news with some Bachelor Nation engagements. But before we do, I want to tell you, Ashley, about something I came across just a few weeks ago.
Okay.
So a few weeks ago, I spent time, I think I shared it on here, at a pastor's conference, like retreat at the Lost Valley Ranch in Colorado. It's pastors from all the country come in. And the whole idea of it is to finish well. Obviously, nobody listening to this is not aware of the issues that exist sometimes in leadership within the church and the things that can happen. And this whole retreat is just to get people together to love on each other, hold them accountable, have a lot of fun together, and then share what's going on. At this conference, I met somebody who inspired me.
Okay.
You want to hear why?
Yeah.
He has started an app called Purposity. And I'm sharing this not because it's an ad on the podcast and I wouldn't want to take their money. But here's what this idea is. I'm going to encourage all of our iHeart family to go out and check it out. Because here's the idea of this. School systems and nonprofits can post needs within their community for individual people. Like, hey, this kid needs shoes. He needs a gift for the holidays. He's not going to have food for Christmas. His family can't afford it. And so it's posted on Purposity, and then it's spelled, let me just spell it for everybody. So if they're interested, you can go and find it. It's Purposity.
Uh-huh.
It's an app. And you can just pay for it. Just go on, click it, take it off, and it's a tax deductible donation. And then you'll get a little follow up, hopefully from the person that you gave it to or the school system or the nonprofit that posted it. And you can just cross off all these needs off the list. So I think it's an important thing to share this holiday season, because for as fortunate as we are to know that we're going to spend holidays with family, probably have good drink, good food, good times together, there's a lot of people out there who will not be experiencing that same thing. And we need to be aware of that. And this is one way, one small way, or one big way that you can help. Here's what I want to do. Here's my dream for this, Ashley. Purposity has set up the system where you can build a team. So we could actually have like an Almost Famous team on this app, and we could show how much our team has done for the communities around us throughout the year. So we could give updates like, hey, the Almost Famous family has given X amount of money and done these kind of things for these people. How cool would that be?
I love this idea. Yeah. I guess multiple questions. How is it different than GoFundMe? And is it, can you like make sure it's legit? Because I know with GoFundMe, sometimes you're donating things. You're like, man, I really hope this story is true, not a money grab.
Definitely. Good question. Two things. I think the difference with this app over GoFundMe is GoFundMe is an incredible thing, right? We use it for a lot of this stuff, like Conley's Cause, my buddy who with ALS, we use GoFundMe for that. This is a lot easier way to kind of see all the needs. They're listed out. And so you're not having to see the need and go research it or know the title of the GoFundMe page to find it. You just see, hey, so-and-so in this area needs new shoes, and you can just click and go. Now, here's the way you know it's verified. The only people that can post needs are school systems.
Oh.
So like the administrators.
Oh, love.
And verified nonprofits. So nonprofits that have gone through a verification process for this app, Purposity, and then they can go in and post the needs that they see in their communities. So it's verified. There's like a verified system.
That's awesome. So you say it's community-based. So like I can sign up, like kind of put my zip code in and then find people in the area that need specific things. So say I'm having a baby shower. I get two strollers and I need to give one away. I can find somebody in the area that needs a stroller.
100%.
That's so amazing.
Oh, I think it's awesome. And the reason I'm sharing it here is because, you know, Almost Famous has been an incredible journey for us. We talk about it all the time. We're 6 or 7 years into this thing. Tens upon tens of millions of downloads and people that have listened to this show. And it's really fun to do. We love doing it. But there's always something about this season where it makes us take a step back, because you hear and you know that you're fortunate to be able to do what you're going to do during the holiday season. And I think it'd just be awesome throughout the year if Almost Famous could hold each other accountable, but also celebrate that this listener group is doing incredible things in their community. And this app just makes, I guess I'm sharing about this app because it just makes it easy to track. Mm-hmm. Like it's very easy, like it would all be done for us. So it's an idea to throw around. And I would love to ask our listeners if this is something they would be interested in doing as a family and as a group of people who love the show, listen to this show, and also want to do good in their communities.
I love that. I have one more question.
Please.
Is it up and running now?
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so. Yeah, you can go find it on the App Store. You can go to the website. You can kind of explore it.
Is it nationwide?
Nationwide.
Okay, that's
And they have
so
some
cool.
good corporate sponsors too that are, you know, that are obviously giving big gifts you know, to this holiday season. So
I just
think it's cool. And I got to meet the founder.
Yeah.
And he was awesome. And he's just he has a good heart. And I talked to him a couple times over the last couple of weeks. We're gonna try to do some stuff at Generous with him. I want to do some stuff on my own with them. Just because I think it's cool and I think it'd be a great way to do something good. It's so hard to celebrate the good. We don't hear good news. We did during COVID. Remember, like, what was it? The Good News Network or mm-hmm. the Good News Station that mm-hmm. was blowing up because it was good news and we needed it. Well, why did we stop? Let's start sharing good news again and then start trying to help our neighbor out. I think it'd be cool.
So I love this because I like always have boxes of donations and I don't mm-hmm. like love giving it to like the donation stores, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, is it just going to end up like on a shelf
mm-hmm.
and just sit there? Yeah. And the person who like really needs it is not going to be able to find it. So I yeah. like the way that this is like specifics.
It definitely. Yeah. And hopefully you get a follow up from the person that you helped out. Like hopefully you get that like little gift behind the scenes where they say thank you and you can say, hey, no problem. Just
anytime. Love
doing it. Like just happy to do it anytime. It's easy. It's fun.
Well,
so
thanks.
Think about it.
Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Yeah. Either way, I would love, it's fun sometimes to talk about the really cool stuff going on around the world. So just either way, listeners, go out and check it out. I think it'd be fun to share with your families. Your family can create a team. If you want to create a family team where they're spread out all across the country, you're like, I want the Shepherd family to track what we do throughout the year. Great. Go do it on this app. Anyways, that's it.
Just give the name again.
Purposity. So it's Purposity. Yeah, they don't even know I'm doing this. So they're going to be, hopefully they're excited. I hope they don't mind me doing this. I don't think they will.
Sure, they'll like it.
Yeah. Also, another thing to celebrate in the intro, we have to say that Waylon's mother, my dog's mother, Gracie, daughter of Elise. Elise is an incredible human who had a really rough year in Denver, moves to Denver, finds Gracie on the side of a road. Gracie's abused and malnutrition. She gets Gracie back up to health. Gracie falls in love with Elise. Elise finds out that Gracie has 8 puppies inside of her belly. Waylon's one of them. Very thankful for that. And then a couple months later, finds out that Gracie has cancer and has had cancer for a while. And so yesterday, 12/5/2022, Waylon's first birthday, Gracie had her last chemo treatment. So that's something to celebrate. A big deal. They came up and played for a while. It was really fun.
And is she cancer free?
I would imagine. I don't know. I mean, last chemo treatment, I know the tumor was shrinking and it was working.
Okay,
and
that's then good. Obviously.
I guess that would have been a very obvious question to ask. But at the same time, it was like a celebration. So I just assumed.
Yeah. Aww.
Kind of assumed.
Yeah.
It's always fun
okay,
to see.
I hope so. Is she young?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She is like 2 years old. She was
no.
1 when she was pregnant.
Yeah. Oh, just a little pregnant baby. A baby having babies.
A baby having babies. And now I have one of those babies. And let me tell you, he is
a baby.
A handful. Yeah. He is. He loves being loved.
Yeah. I remember one time I told you that dogs were harder than babies. And I was sorely mistaken.
Tell us about it.
I told you
from?
About it when I said that when he was a newborn, and now I realize that newborns are so easy comparably. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like all they do is eat and sleep. Mm. Eat and sleep.
Well, we also need to catch up a little bit with you because I saw on your Instagram
my mommy meltdown.
Yeah, you had a mommy meltdown, and I know a lot of people probably could relate with that. But how are you holding up? How's Jared? How's the family holding up? We haven't checked in a while.
Oh my gosh. It was it was just like a pile on. We just couldn't catch up. We just had so much work on different ends and we had no quality time like together as a couple, as a family. It was like every time we'd be home together, it was like, okay, you watch him so I can do this and you watch him so I could do that. And it just felt like even if we were like hanging together, we just were weighed down by all the things that we needed to do. And it was always a catch up because, you know, when we were just always in trying to catch up mode.
Yeah.
And now we've had a nanny. We've had full time nanny help, pretty much full time. It's like 30 hours a week for a couple weeks now. And oh my gosh, what a game changer. Do you hear him screaming in the background?
Yeah, I do.
Those are fun screams. Most screams are fun.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just a whole lifestyle change. But that day that I had the mommy meltdown was the day that we hired with a full-time 30-hour help. And it's just been so nice because now when we're together, like at night, like just say like last night, Jared and I got to watch the Buccaneers game together, uninterrupted, decorated Christmas tree, had pizza, relaxed. It was fun. And it was because we didn't have to catch up on things that we weren't able to do when Dawson was awake. Because previously it was like, if he wasn't napping, we were entertaining him.
Yeah. That's important, right? I mean, the one advice that Jessica and I got from when we got married was you have to find time for each other and you have to go on date nights and those type of things. You have to continue to connect because you are the unit, right? You are the foundation of the family. So mentally, physically, emotionally, are you feeling better?
Much better.
I don't know if better is the right word are you feeling like maybe a little more peace or are you still feeling kind of like exhausted?
No, I feel so much. We feel so much better. As of like the past couple weeks. But for a while, it just felt like we were truly just drowning.
Mm. Do you have any advice, Ashley, for people out there who are new parents who maybe cannot get a nanny? Maybe that isn't an option in their life.
I know. We're so blessed to be able to do that. So many people suggested to me, you know, an in-house daycare where it's like a small daycare where, you know, there's like six kids and there's more one-on-one attention and it just feels like a safe, cozy spot for kids of this age. And let's see. I mean, I think I would probably tell yourself if you're like out there, you're pregnant now or you have a one under a year or whatever. If you work at home, which so many people work from home post-COVID, that like just know that you're still working from home. Like you're working and that doesn't, and you know, just because you don't go to an office doesn't mean that you're going to be able to watch the kid 24/7. So feel fine that you need help when you're working. Because for me, I just felt like, oh, is it silly that I'm going to need help while I'm sitting in a room upstairs? I thought that anybody would think that that was silly, and it's absolutely not, especially when you realize how demanding taking care of a child is.
Yeah.
Like the solution as far as what to do, I mean, you have to find help in some way.
Yeah. And maybe it's enough just to say, hey, if you cannot, if you can't get a nanny, if you can't find help, Ashley is in it. You know, with you, she's saying, hey, I'm proud of you. You're doing great. You're keep going. We know it's not easy. We know it's exhausting. There's like empathy now that you have, I'm sure, for those people.
So much. Yeah. It's just, I know it's kind of cliche, but just know you're not alone in this. It's okay to like want your kid and be excited for your kid to go to bed so you can have your alone time and like eat a meal, like a hot meal in peace.
Yeah.
Don't feel guilty about stuff like that. And
I don't know one of my friends who has kids who doesn't celebrate bedtime.
I know. Like, it's like sad, but also not.
Yeah, one of my best friends just said that my favorite time of the day is like 8 o'clock when the kids go to sleep. He can crack open a beer and sit on the couch with his wife.
Yeah.
And just like sit.
Yeah.
And just like be like, I'm in it. Like, yeah. I'm here now.
Yeah.
Well, Ash, we have headlines to get to. It is off season. There is no current shows running within Bachelor Nation. We had enough of those the last couple months. We had plenty of hours of watching TV, but we do have headlines to break down. Bachelor Nation peeps do not stop making headlines, even though the show is not running currently. So let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to tell you everything going on in Bachelor Nation.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types, plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
All right, first headline. Bachelor Nation's Victoria Fuller and Greg Grippo are taking a major relationship step after scandal. This according to E! Online.
So they're moving in together, guys.
Goodness gracious.
I know.
We're at in Nashville. What's going on?
Yeah, they're moving to Nashville. He's leaving New York City. They are meeting each other's families during the Christmas season, including a
stay in Jersey with Greg's family for Christmas.
So this relationship is definitely serious. It feels like there's a lot of chemistry between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've as I mentioned last week, I've gotten to be around Victoria a few times now. Maddie Pruitt's wedding, obviously in Vegas. I think she's a great time. I think she's really, really engaging, a very interesting person to be around.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's very funny. I did not at all expect that she was in a relationship when I last saw her at Maddie Pruitt's wedding. But, you know, how do you even know? It just feels like this relationship, no matter what the backstory, and obviously we had Johnny on, got to hear his side of the story. It feels like this is a very, like, I want to say serious relationship, but also like one that could work. And we got to be excited about that. Like, they found love, it seems, or I don't know if they're saying that, but at least they found something good.
For sure. Yes, yes. They found love. No, they truly found love. They talk about when they actually said the words. He asked her to be his girlfriend on Halloween. He jokes that it's the most romantic day of the year. And then a couple weeks later, he told her that he was head over heels in love.
If you would have like had Greg Grippo in Paradise and say they've never met each other, I would have said that is a couple. They're very similar personalities, just from what, you know, you can see and what we know. Both very good looking people, which I don't know how that much that matters, but I think there's like physical chemistry there.
For sure.
And I would have said, yeah, this makes sense. Like, this relationship makes sense to me.
Well, I just wish that Greg would have done Paradise so that we could have seen it. And there wouldn't have been all this heartbreak along with it.
Yeah, I agree. But I bet here, as weird as it is, because it's just how the world works, in a year, if they're still together, we will talk about Greg and Victoria like, you know, oh yeah, it's Greg and Victoria. And we'll kind of forget how this all started.
Oh, 1,000%. I feel like you have a example in mind. Isn't there? Is there?
I guess
it's not really related. It's like a Caitlyn Jason situation where it's like,
yeah, very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very similar. Caitlyn Jason with Caitlyn with Sean. That's a great example, Ashley. So.
Not that, you know, anyone was really villainized in that situation, as you know. I would say that Victoria might, there's like maybe a little villainization there on the finale episode.
Yeah.
But I do think that people will move on if they're a serious couple and for a year from now and just be supportive.
Yeah, and they didn't have, like, Caitlyn and Jason and Sean, they didn't have to air it out on a
season.
So it was kind of all, you know, from a podcast that Jason and Caitlyn did, that they were like, oh, I'm into you. And we don't know where the Sean Caitlyn relationship existed or was sitting at that time and if it was good or bad or what. But yeah, you don't think of Caitlyn now with Sean. You think of Caitlyn with Jason.
Yeah.
So very similar. Well, wishing them the best. They are moving to Nashville like everybody else in the United States. Nashville is going to be so overcrowded. Well,
you going to move to Nashville soon?
I don't know. Not soon. Soon is the word there that would stop me. But I wouldn't be against it. I like South Nashville. I like the like countryside of Nashville. But we're really happy in Denver. Like, we have a great place. Like, just we're in the mountains and there's elk around it. Mm-hmm. And like, I like that. I talk about it all the time. But it's very relaxing for us. We enjoy it.
So I heard all about the elk. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Bachelor Nation's Kendall Long engaged. Let's go. To boyfriend Mitchell. This is according to E! Online as well.
I mean, could we be more excited for anyone? No.
Come on.
Wow. After last season's Bachelor in Paradise, where she had to watch Joe, who, despite what she may have said, I think that she still had feelings for it. And she had to watch somebody who she probably still had feelings for and nevertheless had a very serious relationship with, fall in love with someone, and he just got married to that someone, Serena. And now I think she knows why it didn't happen between the two of them, and that is because there is a man out there named Mitchell that is her perfect complement in life, Wow, wow, wow. I saw these two in real life at Wango Tango, got to interview them, and they definitely made it seem like an engagement was on the horizon. They just started dating. I think they met in February. Started dating in February. I think it was kind of like an instant thing. Oh, no, they met a year ago, December. They started dating in February. They were the cutest. Like, talk about two people cut from the same cloth. They like had the same brain, and it's cute because in her message on Instagram, her caption announcing the engagement, she says, "I love your brain. I love your family, and I pretty much love every single thing about you. Mm. I'm so incredibly over the moon that we get to start our epic adventure together in a new country. I've heard love explained to me by my parents, and I was so scared that I would never experience something so wonderful. But with you, love is so much better than I could have ever imagined it to be. I feel so lucky, and I can't wait to be officially a Sagely." Oh, I'm just so thrilled for her. She had to go through so much, like, heart wrench last year.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we talked to her. I would just imagine that some of that, like, heart wrench, that pain, helped her, one, figure out, you know, what she needed in a partner, but then two, like, if it also encouraged her to put herself out there again, or if it did the opposite, I don't know. But obviously this relationship happened semi-quickly in timeline-wise, and it is a very healthy, good relationship. So I wonder if some of the pain also helped lead her to something beautiful.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I think it always does. That's why I always tell people who are going through the thick of it, of being single, not wanting to be single, I tell them, you're going to look back on this and see the beauty and the pain. And it's really weird to think of. But when you're when you're out of it and you find your person, you're like, wow, like, I survived that. I got, like, I became a stronger person because of it. And it led me in the direction that I was supposed to be in. It's just beauty in the
pain,
you know?
To hear this today. Yeah, somebody needs to hear that today. It's a big, that's a good word. You know what this reminds me of also? The Kindle situation.
What?
It's kind of a wild, but I think she's great. Sydney Lutwako.
I love her so much.
She's great. Obviously, she is engaged, and I saw on her Instagram that her fiance's family had invited the two of them to Disney, and her fiance had gotten sick, and so he couldn't go, but she was like, I'm still going, and it just looked like the best time, and I just think that's, like, a beautiful when those things happen, and you enjoy being around your partner's families. You enjoy, like, having that relationship with them. You can have fun with them. They accept you. They love you. They see you as one of theirs. Like, I just think that's cool.
I remember hearing from Kendall and Mitchell on the podcast that I did at Wango Tango. So you guys, if you've listened to that, then this will be a repeat story, but whatever. I don't know if Ben heard it. So I said, like, give an example of, like, your relationship. And they said, well, we downloaded multiple podcasts and music for a trip that they took, a road trip from LA to San Francisco, and they weren't even able to finish one podcast because they kept stopping to discuss it. And I was like, that is the perfect match for Kendall.
That is the perfect match for Kendall. I think it's so awesome. Good for them. We're celebrating them. We're excited for them. Somebody else we're celebrating. Here's the headline. Will Bachelor Nation's Becca Kufrin and Thomas Jacobs wedding be on TV? This, according to E! Online, this is a shocking headline to me because it hasn't been done in a long time.
I was going to say, are we even asking people this question anymore? We don't do it anymore.
I didn't know.
We don't do it.
Know. So what do we know about this?
They're not going to get married on TV. One, because, like, ABC won't do it, but it would be a nice, fun thing to start doing for Hulu. The last marriage that I think we saw on TV was Carly and Evan.
Jane Tanner?
Carly and Evan? Part of Paradise.
Yeah, but the first, like, the only isolated wedding, like the one
a big shebang.
Like,
yeah, that was Jane Tanner.
Jane Tanner, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been, oh my goodness, 8 years in January.
The viewership on that wedding must have not been top notch because they would have continued to do it if it was.
No, it wasn't that. It was part of a special. Yes, it was part of, like, a Valentine's Day 20th anniversary special. That's because you were the 20th Bachelor, and it was, like,
I was
part of that 20th anniversary thing.
Okay.
I can't believe you're the 20th bachelor. Isn't there where that the 20 came before you, or 19, 18 came before you? 18 Jeez. Men came before you.
Yeah.
In that role?
Yeah.
Okay, but whatever. Yeah. So that was the last
I felt very
one.
Honored to be the... I remember being like very proud of being the 20th bachelor. I remember like impressive. Like,
it was pretty cool.
Nice that they made... Well, yeah. I think it was just kind of like random coincidence. But I thought... Like at the time, I thought it was like a... Like I took a lot of pride in it.
No, I get it. There's like something. It was like very king-like. It was because it was like a big celebratory year and you got to be reigning during it.
But yeah, very king-like.
And we got to go on the float. The New Year's Day float.
Oh, that was cool. My parents and I helped design that float. That was one of the coolest memories I've ever had. And it was also the first time I met Jesse Palmer, was in the elevator during that event. Just random.
I was in a hot tub on a float for like 2 hours getting pruny.
I remember that.
But I thought it was so cool that I was on a float with you. I was like, oh my God, Ben Higgins. Oh my God. He said so cool. It's so cool. And you are like the president on the float, just like waving.
I sat up top, like high above the float.
You were like in a beach chair.
Yeah. I was in a tuxedo and you guys were like in like swimsuits.
Yeah. So silly. But I felt so cool in that moment, not even because we were in the New Year's Day float parade, but because I was on a float with you, who was like definitely a celebrity to me. Okay, so yeah, the Jen Tanner one was the last big wedding. And the reason that they haven't done it is because like apparently like is a wash. They like make no money from it, but they make money from it, but just enough that it was to put on, because like Jaden Tanner's wedding was like $1 million or something. So then they profited like $1 million, and it's just like, okay.
I was glad to be invited to that wedding. It was a weird wedding because like David Spade was there. It was like,
really?
I think, or there's like a bunch of like random celebrities that were there. Like Kevin Maloney or the Maloney guy and like those
all
people.
All I saw was Jared. Yeah, that's the only person I saw.
Were you guys together at that wedding?
No, they tried to make like a storyline out of it because I was like, guess what? Jared and I made out like a couple weeks ago. And they're like, what? And like they're like, let's confront this during Jaden Tanner's wedding.
Oh, I could see Jared loving that.
Oh, my gosh. I was so embarrassed. Of course, I just told a friend in confidence, and it became the whole thing.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too.
with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
Next headline, Ashley. This is a headline that has been all over the place. Rightfully so. Just a massive, massive, I don't know what you want to call it, error, a massive mistake.
I don't think it was of course it was a mistake, but was it an accident?
It's just bad. It's bad at every angle. And Bachelor Nation's Ari and Lauren Leyendijk set Balenciaga shoes on fire. We're talking about the Balenciaga conversation. That is one that obviously is a whole big topic, but obviously a very expensive brand. And so Ari and Lauren light their shoes on fire.
Yeah, I don't own any Balenciaga. It's very fancy stuff, but it's also very disgusting stuff now, as this brand has put out, it was an ad campaign. Basically, what would you say? It was basically alluding to like child pornography, if you're not familiar with the controversy right now.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would say. Is this ad was not only highlighting it, but it was associating the brand with child pornography. They were using children in their ad in terrible ways. And so the reaction has been warranted. The reaction has been fair, like where people are saying buy Balenciaga is kind of what Lauren says. There's so much to this I want to discuss. We've been talking about my friend group. Like, how does this oversight happen? What did they think they were going to get with this?
I don't know what they were what?
It's terrible.
How is it?
Disgusting.
It's the weirdest thing. Okay, you're telling me that there are so many people on set of this photo shoot, right? The photographer, the set designer, all this, they're all okay with this? Nobody stepped in and said, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. There's so much confusion here on how a big brand like this allows this to happen, how it happens, and then what they were thinking would come from it.
But then
I don't get it.
Also been
like, it's so bad.
Yeah, there's been stuff in their past too. Like if you go and look at some of their ad campaigns or like runway shows, there's like a baby covered in what looks like a blood-like material. So it's kind of like etched in their history a bit. And I just don't get the fact that there's such a huge group of people that obviously have no morals and ethics.
Yeah. Well, it's good on Ari and Lauren for doing that. Mm-hmm. I know it's an expensive brand. I know that wasn't just like, you know, lighting my random flip-flops on fire. That's
my,
a big
my
deal.
Skechers on fire.
Yeah. It's a big deal. And so just a conversation to have amongst your friends, probably outside of this podcast, would be like, what in the world happened? How did it like make you feel, and then how disgusting is that? It's just weird.
There's like a lot of stuff that I don't even understand as part of, like, because obviously, like, I shouldn't even understand, but there's like even like darker like references,
yeah,
in there
stuff that I'm like, I read that,
yeah, and I'm like, I don't know like, what that's referring to, but I guess that, yeah,
people do, and yeah, they're pointing it out, and just, yeah, I don't know.
The parents of the kids?
Yeah, there's so many questions.
I don't understand. Okay, anyway, yeah. We so have any more headlines?
Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise's Dean Ungler and Kaylin Miller-Keys explain why they're hot and cold about having kids. This according to Yahoo.
So basically every time like Kaylin references having kids down the road, Dean will be like, I'm not sure. And then like if he's then he like changes his mind and he's on board and he'll be like, hey, when we have kids one day, blah, blah, blah. She'll be like, I'm not sure. So basically they're saying kids is a conversation that they'll have in the future, not anytime soon. She is only 27. He's 31. They have plenty of time. So we're not sure about when that's going to happen. But we do know that their wedding, they're trying to plan for next fall. And
let's go.
And Kaylin is in the midst of wedding planning mode. She says that she feels like she should have been a wedding planner. So she's having a lot of passion when it comes to all this. Dean was also texting Jared and talking on Help I Suck at Dating about like the costs of weddings and how outrageous they are and how absolutely mind boggled he is by finding out some of these numbers.
Oh, it's wild. I was same way. I was always confused.
Yeah, so crazy. And finally, they talk about loving visiting Playa Escondida, where Bachelor in Paradise is filmed, because it's a place that their love story started. So they always want to go and visit. And he jokes in classic Dean style, if she ever dumps me, you know that's the first place I'll go, right back to the beach.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as I'd love to see Dean back in paradise, I think this couple is made for each other. I don't think there's any dumping going on anytime soon.
No, it's so crazy how far Dean has come.
Oh, what a man he is. Ashley, that's all we have for today. We're going to be back next week with another very special episode. You've been working really hard interviewing some incredibly talented people from Bachelor Nation for a little Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley, you want to tell us about it?
Our Christmas special is going to be with Kaylin and Genevieve and hopefully Michelle. And we're just going to talk about all our Christmas traditions, you know, like what movies we watch, what songs we listen to, what drinks we drink by the fireplace. All those little like trivia tidbits of your favorite Bachelor Nation contestants that are just always fun to get to know.
It's always great. Well, until next time. The holidays are coming up. We're going to keep rolling here on the Almost Famous Podcast. We're not stopping anytime soon. Again, the app I told you about at the beginning is Proposity. If you and your family and the Almost Famous family want to get together and do some incredible things this holiday season, this is a great way to do it. Go check it out.
And moms also, out there, you're not alone.
We got you.
We got this. And it's fine to cry and freak out every now and again because, like they say, it truly is the hardest job in the world. And sometimes I don't think that we share in our struggles as much as we should. As kind of like we in all of life, we don't really share our struggles. We're always like, how are you? Oh, I'm good. How are you? It's okay. Let's say you're not good.
I'd say that's one thing we do good at the Almost Famous Podcast. There's days we're like, yeah, we're not doing all right. My dog's biting my feet. I'm sick. I don't feel good. But Ashley, you're a great mom. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Until next time, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Toodaloo.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben.
And it's Ashley. And we want to let you know that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths.
LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one. Visit lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. That's lifevac.net and enter promo code ALMOSTFAMOUS.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.